Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Scoop B Radio. DJ Manny. Manny.
L.
Scoop B Radio. You know what's official if Barry Bonds said, yo. The best in the business. That's word of Scoop. You either tuning in or reading the word from Scoop. He give you the business. He show you the proof. If Scoop B said, you know it's the truth. Sports and entertainment. He give you the mix. Some of the biggest interviews he gave you to fix. On iTunes, the number one podcast. The Jordan, the journalist, the GOAT, so why ask?
Watch out.
About it. If he naming them, ScoopD.com. Do numbers like Chamberlain. Pin game is a gift. Got the gift to gab. If he say it, it's gospel, it's as simple as that. Now pay attention and you can see the way it go. Enough of this talking. This is Scoop B Radio.
You're listening to Scoop B Radio.
Get on his Instagram now. Follow him. At Scoop B. Follow him.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Scoop B Radio with Brandon Robinson.
Brandon Scoop B Robinson, Bally Sports NBA insider, will join us at the bottom of the hour again to talk Nets and Kyrie.
You know, I know you know him, B.
Yes, Robinson. I met him. He was 12. I believe he was 12 years old. And he was in the Nets locker room back when I covered them.
That's
Harry
crazy.
Kittles was on the team. Keith Van Horn.
What's he doing in the locker room? Hill, he knew somebody?
Jason Williams. He was like a young journalist. Like he was in some program or
right.
Maybe won a contest or something.
That's awesome.
Where he was in there and I met him and I've known him ever since. Doesn't live far from me. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And our next guest, we've known him for years when he was a little boy.
That's crazy.
Now he's done a great job. A legitimate journalist doing a wonderful job covering the league for Bally Sports. He's their NBA insider. Our man, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. What's up, Scoop?
What up?
CB. Rob Parker. What's up?
How you?
What's up, man?
Good to have you on.
Man, it's an honor to be on with you. Chris, you know we go way back, even taking that drive to Briscoe, brother. Thank you for
yes.
having you on, Rob. I remember
yes,
going to your birthday right. party at the now-defunct Clyde Frazier.
Did they close it?
They closed it, I heard.
They must have
really?
Closed it to him. Wow.
I think I was there probably a year ago.
Yeah, but they
so
might
been
have
relatively
because,
recent.
Yeah. But I had my 50th birthday party in New York there, Chris. It was awesome, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Scoop B, let's get to it, man. You were saying all along that you thought Kyrie was going to re-sign with the Nets. What made you so confident in that?
You got to talk to the man. And I reached out to him and got that information. I think more than anything else, just talking to him, talking to, you know, Chris, mutual friends that we have in his circle, as well as
right.
Even his agent. And, you know, the issue with him was really just finding a neutral ground. Those Lakers conversations were real. But when it all came down to it, I'm going to tell you, my gut says this. One, I think sometimes you got to not burn bridges every place that you go. Cleveland didn't end well. Boston didn't end well. You don't want to have Brooklyn on your resume as that as well, specifically because you're trying to play makeshift GM and find a spot, and it's not a foregone conclusion that any of those other places are going to be able to fit to your skill set right away. And he's 30 years old. You got to gel. You know, even in that Brooklyn period, it was a time of gelling. KD wasn't there in year one, year two. KD came back. They didn't get things done. They lost to the Bucks. Year three, they lost to the Celtics. Year four, what's up? So you got to kind of gel in the Ben Simmons thing. But you also got to kind of figure things out. I feel like last year the focus was so much on the mandates from the media day all the way to when they lost to the Celtics. Like, they owe it to the fan base to get something done. And for the short term, he's opted in. Here we are.
Let me ask you about the Nets, and I love what they did. We're not going to reward you and just automatically sign you to some new big deal. You know, you haven't been available for us all the time. You know, he has a right to do whatever he wants with the vaccination, but it really threw a monkey wrench into their whole season and a lot of things. And I think not only did the Nets, I'm sure a lot of other teams and owners in the NBA probably looked at the Nets standing their ground and saying, we're not giving in. What do you make of that, Stan?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's my understanding that although those teams were mentioned, those five to six teams were mentioned, it's my understanding that that was their camp trying to see how far the media spin could take it as it relates to just the topical issues. I never thought the Knicks were a realistic player.
Right.
I only thought that the Lakers and maybe the Clippers were a player. Miami, I think, would love to have him. But again, as I mentioned, you got to play makeshift GM and try to make that happen and still experiment. Like, when you look at championship teams, guys, you guys are experts. You guys know your work. You're older than me, but you're young, especially you, Rob, with the sneaker collection.
You know it. You know it.
He ain't that young, man. Stop.
But look, Chris, your sneaker collection's all right, too.
Mine is tight.
When you look at the years of you covering the league, the only time that I think you guys would agree on this, that you were able to put a team together and they won in year one with the Celtics in 2008. Scoop B
Radio. Well, that's the only one I think that has done it. In ages.
So you're gambling. Sometimes you got to stick to what you know and what's familiar rather than what's new.
Let me ask you this. Is Kyrie's attitude... Is he upset with the Nets because obviously he wanted longer years? He's going to play on a one-year deal, it looks like, which still could be motivation for him to go play well. Or is he looking at this like, this is the team I'm going to be with, you know, for the duration? Or is he looking at it like a one-year trial to impress other teams and potentially leave the Nets?
I think it's all of those things, but I'm going to say something to you that's not popular opinion in media. Kyrie can't be the scapegoat for everything. And while he does play a part in the whole thing with the mandates and just making a personal decision of not playing, I also think that the Nets, from a front office and a coaching perspective, also have to look in the mirror. They've not always been honest about injuries, have not always been honest about who they were moving, and the chemistry as it relates to Steve Nash and even James Harden last year was lacking. I know a lot of times people thought it was a James Harden and Kyrie issue as far as them getting along, and I can tell you that was actually Steve Nash and James Harden, not Kyrie and James Harden. And so I think that this bump in the road and people kind of gasping for air to figure out what's next, it's a defining moment. And by defining moment, I mean this. Scoop teams radio. That have bumps in the road and figure those things out usually stick for the long haul. And if you think I'm lying, look at what the Boston Celtics did. Many people didn't even think that they were going to make it to the finals, let alone the playoffs. And sometimes when you have those bumps in the road and you have that level of accountability where you're playing a one-year deal and people are talking about the future of the coach and or the GM, sometimes that pressure does build a diamond. And I think that the Nets this past season were playing too comfortable. They thought it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to the finals. It don't work like that.
Right.
I don't know with the injuries, but I hear you. I mean, Durant was hurt for how many games he missed? 30 games? I mean,
he
they also were missing Joe Harris. I don't know how you could look I think it was a foregone conclusion where you didn't have your Kyrie play 29 games. You know, there's just a lot of missing pieces.
And I think that this season coming up, to piggyback off your saying, I think this is where you show it. And I also think this. I also think that people in the region would not be so tied to Kyrie if he wasn't a local product. If it was anybody else, I think people would care less. This is a guy who grew up watching the kid Aaron Nets go toe-to-toe in the finals and come up short. This is a guy who his dad is from the Mitchell houses. His godfather is Rod Strickland. He knows New York through and through, as well as New Jersey. And the Nets, since 67, has had an identity crisis from Long Island to New Jersey to Brooklyn.
Let me ask you this, Brandon. Before you
we got
go,
one minute, we got one minute.
Yeah, Kyrie. From everything I've heard, he loves being back home in the area. He loves having his father and his sisters at the games at home. How much of that? I mean, with that being the case, obviously he grew up as a Nets fan as well. It seemed like the thought of leaving that and leaving $30 million on the table, it just seemed like always that it was like he's not leaving because he's happy to be at home. Is that – how much of a factor was that?
That's factual, and that even goes back to my reporting back in December about the mandate. He's also a father again. And so to pick up and leave and kind of mess up routine or change routine, that's a lot. And so I think that – that's part of it. He also left $14 million on the table. Man, at some point, I don't care. I'm not trying to leave a dollar on the table. By right. him, I try to find a way to make it work.
All right. That's our man, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Great stuff, brother. We'll have
appreciate
you on again.
It. Yes,
keep
sir.
Up the great work.
Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
This is Scoop B Radio saying, you bring the coffee, and I'll bring the Dunkin'. Come on!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.